The question tonight is, why Good Friday? Why Good Friday? In the last few days and today especially, there have been articles on the internet, memes, different things about why do they call it good? That's not what we want to talk about tonight. Why is Good Friday the foundation of what the Christian faith is all about? You see, one of the dangers of the Triduum that we celebrate, particularly last night and today, is that we look at it a purely historical event. Oh, Jesus did that a long time ago, and I'm so grateful that he did. But that doesn't take anything out of me. So why Good Friday? In a little bit, after we have the intercessions, we will have the veneration of the cross. Carry that big cross in, and it really is not just a time of personal devotion, but it's a time to remind ourselves that really it is Christ who gives our daily crosses meaning. There's not a person in here above the age of reason who doesn't have crosses. If you don't have one, raise your hand. The person next to you can give him one of yours. But the danger is that we have our spiritual life over here, or at least that's what we call it, our spiritual life over here, and then I have my regular life over here, and we don't see that they're the same thing. And so one of the things that Christians get made fun of all the time is, well, you go to church all the time and you still got cancer. So what's the point? The point is this: Christ's crucifixion takes our life and his and overlays them so that our sufferings, our crosses, those things that we bear, are not just things that we begrudgingly do, but that's how we get to know Christ more deeply, or not. So you may have a tragedy or a cross or something that you're dealing with. Maybe it was in the past. Maybe it's something that you're still dealing with. Maybe it's something that you're not looking forward to in your life. And our faith is not supposed to be an insurance policy that's going to prevent bad things from ever happening. If it was so easy that all you and I needed to do is say a prayer and it went away, that would turn out to make God like Bob Barker, door number one, door number two, or door number three, for those of you who remember a program that old. No, the cross reminds us of what sets us apart as Christians. We are steadfast in hope. So when people get angry with God and don't go to church or don't pray anymore, do we understand that from a human standpoint of view? Absolutely. But the point of our faith through this crucifix is to give meaning and purpose and strength. If things change, great. If they don't change, if we don't know if they're going to even turn out the way we'd like to have them turn out, irrelevant. Because you and I are able to not only just survive, but to live, because the cross gives meaning to the sufferings that we have in our life. This afternoon, I got a text from a parishioner from one of the parishes and says, is there any part of life that there's not suffering? I wish I could die. That was one of our parishioners. And so when I had some time, I pulled over and I texted her back and I said, you know, Christ is our joy. The sufferings find their meaning and purpose in our faith. It's not something that relieves us necessarily, but it gives us meaning and purpose. And I think that if more Christians came to own that in their lives, so when you listen to this, the Passion of Christ, you're not getting crucified. But some of you have had some very tough things to deal with in your life. And the only way that you can get through is because of the cross of Christ. That gives us hope. Our Holy Father said a couple years ago, he said, if we don't have hope, we can't call ourselves Christian. And that's true because bad things happen to good people, bad things happen to bad people. Good people pray for things to change and they do. Bad people ask for change, pray for things to change and they don't, and they do. Happens all the time. The difference is who has hope and who doesn't. And so for us, the cross is not something to be avoided. We like to run from our crosses, don't we? We like to get rid of them as soon as possible. Why? Because they're painful. Of course they are. And one person knows exactly our pain. And that's Christ. And it's because of his passion and death that we can experience the resurrections that happen later on. But otherwise, if the cross is something to be feared or to be avoided at all cost, we will be miserable in this life. Good Friday is necessary for us. It's necessary because it helps us to understand how you and I are living our daily lives. The pain and the struggle and the disappointments and the tragedies that we go through will only make sense in the pain and the sufferings and the tragedy of Christ's passion and death. We need Good Friday. And so I encourage you tonight as you come up for the veneration of the cross in a little bit to, you know, it's not just a, you know, little touch thing, but look at that cross and think about the things in your life that you're struggling with or you have struggled with. And then embrace that cross. Then kiss that cross. Or maybe you want to do what the ancient monks did and still do in some monasteries. You take your shoes off and you walk to the cross in humility. Because it was Christ who humbled himself obediently even unto death. It's our humility as we approach the crosses in our own lives that will make us victors in the end, not by our power, but for the grace of Christ. We need Good Friday.